Hey guys, welcome back to the Ultimate Guide to Dropshipping. In this video, we're going to be talking about starting your business. So starting your business is important before you actually build your website, because you're going to need a few of these business things to be done in order to set up your merchant accounts to get paid, and you're also going to need certain legal forms to be set up before you get suppliers. Okay, so with that said, it's really important to just get this brief overview and pay attention, because a lot of the things in here are easy to do and yet they are super, super important to your success, okay? So let's get into first things first, guys. I just wanna make sure that you understand the commitment required in order to start one of these businesses. This is a real business, okay? So if you've never been involved in business before, understand that businesses take a lot of time. If you're working a day job, or if you're consumed with all sorts of hobbies and stuff like that, you're going to have to make sacrifices with your time, and you're going to have to become passionate and make a hobby out of your e-commerce. And you know, not just a hobby, but you're gonna become a professional marketer, right? So this should be something that you are so excited about doing that you just can't wait to get to the coffee shop and sit down on your laptop and do more of it and learn more of it. It should be something so exciting that you're gonna wake up earlier, that you're going to work after hours, that you're gonna be doing things on the weekend when you normally be watching Netflix or going out with your friends at night. You're not gonna be doing that anymore. You're gonna be working on your computer, on your website. Yes, I know it sounds terrible, but trust me, it's worth it. If you want to live a location-independent and time-independent, financially free lifestyle like we do, then you have to understand that it takes sacrifice. A lot of the normal things that people do every day are there because they have a safe, secure job, right? And so building out an e-commerce business, dropshipping store, is a great way to get out of that servancy, you know, that slavery kind of lifestyle, that rat race kind of lifestyle, and to break into more of a exciting, thrilling, free life where you get to decide what and where you go and do at any part of the day, any time of your day in life, you know. So there you go. So you're going to make a big time commitment. You're also going to be able, you're going to need to commit time to talking to customers and talking to suppliers. Okay, it's the same thing in any business model. Whether you're doing information products, whether you're doing affiliate marketing, you're doing Amazon Kindle books, whether you're doing drop shipping, you're always going to be having to talk to customers and suppliers, either through the written word or through the spoken word. So for instance, with drop shipping, you have suppliers and you have customers, and you're going to need to connect the two. With affiliate marketing, it's the same way. You're going to have to talk to these vendors and you're talking to customers through the written word. With Kindle, it's the same way. You got to talk to the people who are writing your books for you, and then you're going to talk to the people who write you reviews. So that's, you know, one way. So it's no matter what the online business model is, you're there as a connector of some kind of a product, information, service, whatever, to the person who's buying it. Or you're the creator of that, right? And then you're also the connector. Or you're just the creator and you hire a connector to find you customers, either way. But in this model, specifically in e-commerce dropshipping, you're going to be the connector between the supplier of the product and the customer who wants to buy that product. With that said, you're also gonna have to invest some money. So the investment is really low with e-commerce. Like I've said in the first video or two, the investment is only in a few hundred dollars to get started, and then a few more hundred dollars to grow beyond that, and then maybe a few hundred dollars, $1,000 to scale beyond that even, right? So as far as businesses go, usually businesses cost tens of thousands of dollars to start. I actually went through the process of starting a physical brick and mortar storefront back when I was doing my first e-commerce business. I wanted to become a clicks and mortar business, and that cost me around $30,000, and that was for the bare minimum. I didn't really have that great of a store. I actually ended up shutting it down 6 months later because I was so tired of it. And most of that was product inventory, and a small portion of that was fixing up the place, adding all sorts of fixtures and paint, and paying for overhead like the rent and the electricity and the insurance. So there's a lot more costs involved with other types of business models, whereas the online business model, you have a laptop computer, so you have to pay for that. You have your hosting, you have any kind of other services you need to use online that cost money, and then you have your regular lifestyle expenses, right? So it's not a whole lot more than that. Now, because you'll be having to make sacrifices, maybe you can consider that as a cost. But a lot of this cool stuff, a lot of the stuff you're gonna be doing is also a write-off, a business write-off. So consider that as a great benefit to this business model. So with that said, the first thing you have to decide upon when you're building your business, when you're going to start it and actually get going, is your business structure. So there's a few different types I'll cover right now. Now, I just want to clarify and kind of add a disclosure here that I'm not a CPA or a lawyer, so this is not official advice. This is just coming from my experience, right, and what's available out there and what my choices were for the best for my position. Now, this might work for you as well. It might not, though. You might have a different situation, a different, you know, asset structure. So you should consult a CPA or attorney based on your assets to what business structure you should start. But if you've never heard of business structures before, I'm going to go over the three most common types right now. And really, only two of them are types you need to know about these days. So the first one is the sole proprietorship or a partnership, and they both are taxed similar ways. But sole proprietorships are just you and I. We're a single person, single entity, and we don't have any like major assets to speak of, right? We don't have huge houses, we don't have huge investment accounts, you know, in the millions of dollars, so we don't have a whole lot of assets to protect. And so it's okay to just go into business selling as yourself, because you don't need to protect any of your assets that you own personally. Now, with that being said, a partnership is kind of similar. It's two people that come together, and neither of them really have assets they want to protect or need to protect. So they form a partnership, and it's taxed a little bit differently even than a sole proprietorship, but similar things apply to it. So they both have no liability, but they're also very cheap and very easy to start up. In fact, they don't really require any official formation or documentation besides the other things I'm going to mention here in this video. The next type of business structure is an LLC. Really popular, really easy to form, but it does provide you limited liability protection. And that's the important concept to apply. You do have to make sure your business is set up properly. So again, talk to a business banker, talk to a CPA, talk to an attorney to make sure you structure everything properly so you really do have a limited liability protection. But LLCs are, depending on the state that you form in, are very inexpensive to form. The next type that you should get if you make a lot of money through your business is an S corporation, because an S corporation allows you to, and of course, like I said, talk to an attorney, talk to a CPA, get actual advice. But S corporation, an LLC can be taxed as a sole proprietor or taxed as an S corp. Okay, but an S corp is separate. It's a different thing if you want to form an S corp. And really, an S corp is a C corp that is actually taxed as an S-corp. And I know it sounds really confusing, and it is, it's quite confusing. So like I said, talk to an attorney or CPA. But I've never actually formed an S-corp because I didn't need to. So I'm just gonna say what an S-corp is, the benefit it provides is that you can actually pay yourself as an employee and, you know, pay yourself a minimum amount, like $30,000 a year or something like that, and then take the rest out as dividends that are taxed at a lower tax rate. So that's why people do it a lot. But most people just go with the LLC, right? Because it's cheap and easy to form. You can tax yourself as a sole proprietor, and it keeps it really simple, and you still have the LLC protection. So that's what I recommend. Now, that's how I do it. That's for my asset class. That's not for you in your position. So make sure that you understand that, and you go out and seek the advice of an actual CPA. All right, with that being said, let's get on to the first bit that you'll need after you set up either your sole prop or LLC, and that is the EIN number. EIN stands for Employer Identification Number, and that is issued by the IRS for free, right? So there's a link below in the description where I will give you a link to apply for the EIN with the IRS, and it's really simple and easy to set up, and you just go there and follow the directions and tell them how your business is structured, what the name is, the website, address, phone number, all that good stuff, okay? So you'll need to get the EIN. It takes a few weeks to process, so do that now before you start your website. And then next thing is setting up your business accounts, right? You need a business checking account, you need a PayPal account, and you need a credit card. So those are all really important things to do. You want to set all those up. I use Chase, so I recommend them for the business checking account. PayPal, of course, is easy to use and easy to set up. And I recommend for credit cards that you look for business rewards credit cards, either cash back or points rewards. And I recommend you looking for them that come with bonus points. Now, if you go to ecommerceparadise.com/resources, there are actually four or five, maybe more, business rewards credit cards, and each of them comes with big bonus rewards. So I highly recommend checking those links out. You'll get 50 to 100,000 in bonus rewards just by signing up through my link. So definitely check out ecommerceparadise.com/resources. Link is in the description below. All right, and then the thing you really need more than any of this stuff, the most important part of this puzzle, is your seller's permit. It's the way you'll be able to collect sales tax, and it's also the way you'll be able to exempt yourself from having to charge sales tax in particular states that you aren't in, right? So seller's permit is issued by state. So if you just type in seller's permit and then your state into Google, you should be able to find either the direct link or like the taxjar.com article. So, you know, that's that you have to do that. And some states charge for it, some states it's free. So just definitely get out and get that done. And by the way, with a seller's permit, sometimes they won't allow you to sign up with a virtual office address, like a registered agent address. They need your physical address. So if you start your LLC in a non-sales tax income state, like Wyoming, for instance, but you're located in a different state, they're actually going to use the address in that different state on the seller's permit, and that's perfectly fine to do. Just understand that and give them that address, okay? Easy enough. But just understand your sales tax liabilities in the state that you're in, right? Like, let's say you're located in California. Well, if your business is in Wyoming, you're still gonna have to charge California sales tax, and you're still gonna have to pay California state income tax, even though your business is located in Wyoming. Now, Wyoming does not charge any income tax. They charge 4% sales tax. No income tax, though. So it's important to understand that concept. And again, talk to an attorney or a CPA. All right, and if you're outside the US, it can be really complicated to do this whole process, but the bottom line is that a lot of people do it, and it's not that bad. So definitely consult a business like Inkfile. I suggest Inkfile. I've used them in the past for setting up LLCs. ecommerceparadise.com/resources, and there's a link in there, or you can just go to ecommerceparadise.com/Inkfile, Inkfile, right? And you can actually, if you're outside the US, you can hire them, and they'll set up your entire LLC for you, and they get all your documentation for you, and set you up the registered agent address for a year for free, included with the cost. Okay, so with that being said, you'll still need to get the seller's permit yourself, and you still need to get the EIN if you don't want to pay for their service, but it's quite a bit easier to do. And also, by the way, you can set up a virtual mailbox address in any state by using the service I recommend called Traveling Mailbox, and it's in the resources page. And you can also go to ecommerceparadise.com/travelingmailbox. It's only $15 a month to start, so I highly recommend using that service for a address in another state or within, you know, any state that you want to be in. So there you go, guys. That's it. That's how you set up your business for dropshipping e-commerce. It's for the online business dropshipping model. And we'll get into the next video. The next video is all about actually setting up your website and evaluating other sales channels to sell in. So that's the next step. And as soon as that's done, we can get suppliers, and then we can, you know, optimize and launch and start making some sales. And I know it's a lot, but it's worth it. And if you're in this for the long run, if you're watching right now, I know you're committed to it. And, you know, congratulations for being committed, because you're making a huge change in your life, and your life is going to change for the good forever. So thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next video.